It's Friday, February 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. This week in SolarWinds, Google Sidewalks Lab ends another city, and the NSA with useful guidance. This is the Business of Tech. This week in SolarWinds, Microsoft revealed late last week that they've completed their analysis and found no evidence hackers abused their systems or products. The hackers did make off with code, small subsets of Azure, Intune, and Exchange. Microsoft has also released the toolkit the company developed to find the malware in its own code for use for free. Channel Futures explores how some of the Microsoft investigation concluded rather quickly, potentially being self-serving. I've included a link to the piece for those perspectives. The Biden administration has made a call for countries to come together to shape the rules of the road on cybersecurity and tech issues, particularly as they relate to China and Russia. On Tuesday, the Senate Intelligence Committee heard testimony from SolarWinds, Microsoft, FireEye, and CrowdStrike. Microsoft's Brad Smith called for, quote, a clear, consistent disclosure obligation on the private sector, noting that the company was not legally required to publicly disclose that they had been breached. Amazon was invited to attend, but refused, despite AWS being used in the attack. Also of note, Smith cited this as a multi-decade attack using more than 1,000 engineers. SolarWinds CEO offered that liability protections for sharing information about incidents would be helpful, although Chair Senator Warner stated he did not want to forgive sloppy behavior. It was revealed on Thursday by AWS that the hackers used Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud as a purchased server, and did so via multiple service providers. SolarWinds itself is investing up to $25 million in security, as revealed in their quarterly investor call. The company beat their Seeking Alpha estimates in revenue for Q4 and have taken to a quarter-by-quarter forecast due to the breach. Finally, as Congress reviews the security situation broadly, there are calls for a cyber ambassador in the State Department. The idea is a liaison to foreign officials, federal agencies, and private companies. Why do we care? I'm a bit skeptical of a cyber ambassador, but you can see in the hearings that we're headed towards some kind of notification and collaboration requirements. Microsoft and FireEye both asked for it specifically. Let's dwell here for a moment. Sharing information is a very positive approach and critical to moving forward. Think industry sharing organizations. Putting a set of minimum requirements and appropriate protections is the role of regulators. Then you layer on the industry sharing piece. As Senator Warner highlighted, we cannot protect sloppy operators at any level, but we also have to have guidelines. Microsoft, in my view, is being pretty open. That's not dismissive of the cybersecurity experts who have some valid points. Let's just compare to Amazon, who isn't even bothering to show up. Which do you really want? Unless the industry is allowed to disarm at the same time and create a space for that conversation, it won't happen. That's all due to liability. Google's Sidewalk Labs project in Portland, Oregon, to build out a smart city has been shelved. This follows a similar project end in Toronto last year. The reason for the ending? The company was unwilling to share the level of detail required by the city in data. Why do we care? Is the technology not viable, or are the privacy concerns too much? Maybe a bit of yes here. I highlight this story because the really hard part is the privacy and data management, not the technology. I have every confidence the tech works or will work. I have a lot less confidence that the frameworks are in place, which leads to the next story. The National Security Agency has issued their information sheet with instructions for defense agencies and contractors on how to build a zero-trust network architecture. The agency is urging the Defense Department and contractors to move to this model. Why do we care? So, need help? It's a 7-page document that's a reference architecture. It's not a lot. This is a simple set of guidance to start. Here's your weekend homework. The document is out there. Link in the show notes. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. and do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back on the weekend with a bonus episode and interview with the CEO of Nerdio as we dive into cloud desktops and the future of that space. Talk to you again on Monday.